So anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We're going to get to hear the thoughts. And her thoughts will be guided by the free side of life. And your thoughts are also guided by the free side of life to run into your God self and accept what feels right. Because, believe it or not, nobody has the all truth. We just can get our truth. And you attract the likeness of yourself. God knows how much you can handle and how much you can't. So here we are. Did you talk one other time?
A while, yes.
Well, yes, I guess she did before, but it had to be a long time ago. I think she was only like 2 or 3 years old. And she's somebody I love very much. Her name is Claudia.
Hi, I'm a little nervous, and of course, I don't think you can tell, but my first language is not English, but you can hardly tell. So I'm going to do my best, and I just want to talk to you about, I'm feeling spirit. I promise I was going to cry, but, okay. So it's really great. I'm going to tell you how I started this church, but I just want to tell you what just happened a few minutes ago, because then I forget. So I was right outside of the church, and I said, oh, spirits, please, family, my ancestors, God, please let me know that you're here. Just show me like a little, you know, hummingbird. And what we saw? A little hummingbird. And that was really great to know that they're here. And then my niece opened her book and a song that is from Don Quixote. And that was my that's one of the memories with my dad, that he used to take me to the theater and see, and we saw that song, which I was probably like 6 years old, 7 years old or something, and I never forget that song. And so all those little things are the things that keep me coming here and trying to learn more. So everything started about 4 or 5 years ago. And, okay, I have to admit that I came here because I have a crush on a guy that was in my yoga class, and he used to come here, supposedly, that every once in a while. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe I go, you know. So I came. He never came. I never saw him here. And one time I told him, oh, maybe we should go together one time. He said, no, I go just when I feel like it. And I'm like, okay, well, that was a great thing for me, because I knew he was just like a channel for me to get here. Like, that was the excuse. And I start sitting there when, I'm going to blank in names. I'm learning from the pro. I forgot her name. That played the piano before Barbara. Janie. And I used to sit right there because I'm very shy. I take my time meeting people, and now I understand why, but I tell you about that later. So I used to sit there, and the first time I got a message, it was from David Bali. I think you know him. Well, I was not sure about it. Like, yeah, all these people getting messages, and everybody have a grandma, you know, everybody has a grandma that loves to cook, or this or that. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. So David said, oh, can I give you a message? And I said, yeah, why not? And he said, oh, I feel an older female presence, and it looks like a grandma figure to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, grandma. And then he goes, I see her wearing an apron. I'm like, well, my grandma used to wear an apron all the time, like even if she wasn't cooking, she would like to wear the apron. And I said, well, grandmas wear aprons, most of them. So okay, and he said, and then in the pocket of the apron, I see these shiny things. And I'm like, well, shiny things, I don't know. And then he goes, it's like something shiny, like sequences. And then I got like, okay, I sequences, and I'm like, okay, that gets something. Well, my grandma used to make customs for. Well, I don't want to explain too much, but the people in Mexico, they go into the temples, and there's like a Aztecs or things, and they dance for the for Virgin La Virgen de Guadalupe. So I'm having so many chills. So she made those dresses like by hand, sequences, big deal, like amazing. And for theater, my grandfather, well, her husband, my grandfather, step grandfather, he worked for theater too, and she will do the costumes for the theater too. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And one of my, I was like 5 years old when she passed away, but I remember very vividly that I will go to her sewing machine and open the little drawers, and they're like this, like the sequences in a string, you know. So I'm like, okay, this is real. I know he told me so much more, but I was like, okay, I'm sold. Nobody could know that. So I keep coming every Wednesday without the guy. I keep coming every Wednesday, and this year has been a little busy for me. But I will come every Wednesday, and so that was like, okay, this is kind of real. Then after that, I start hearing like, oh, Millie's classes are gonna start. I'm like, I don't know what kind of classes. I didn't even ask. I wasn't really interested about that. And I'm like, oh, Millie's classes. I came like 2 years and never even think about it. And one time they said, oh, Millie's classes are starting in September. And I'm like, I'm going to try one and see what happened. I did not ask anybody what it was about. I didn't ask Millie. I just came. And then Millie started talking, giving her lessons, and reading things that the angels tell her. And she drew, she have all her writing there. And I'm like, oh, this is good. But then they turn off the lights. And I'm like, okay, what is this? I start getting very nervous. And then they have the circle. And then I start hearing all these people. I see this, and I see that, and I see this person, la, la, la. And it was so amazing what I saw. I'm telling you, I'm not kidding. In one class, you can save thousands of dollars that you spend in therapy. There was so much healing for the person in the circle and for me from the outside. It was amazing, amazing. It's like, okay, and that resonates with me. And then you start seeing how people for so many different backgrounds like have all these similarities. And you see people loving people like Barbara. They've been through, you can imagine, and see how wonderful she is and how loving and giving. And you met all these beautiful people in class that are amazing. And they've been through a lot. Like, I'm telling you, I never have any struggle in my life compared with, like, these people. And it's just so amazing to see how loving and giving and strong and they are, you know, it's just amazing. I cannot explain to you how many people like that I met. And then I start getting the grip of the class, but I wanted to see everything. And like, what are they seeing that I don't see? What are they hearing that I don't hear? Why I'm not feeling what they're feeling? What's going on, you know? So I was like, okay, I need to see angels. Help me see something so I can tell and give messages and all this stuff. And at the beginning, okay, I want to give messages to people, you know? And something happened to me, and, hey, do you have a grandma? Blah, blah, blah. And people are like, what are you talking about? And I said, okay, I learned to pick and choose who do I give messages and if they are ready to receive it, and you need to ask. So little by little, I start learning. So then I start listening more and more and learning more and more and loving the people that were in the circles more and more and admire them from the bottom of my heart, the crystals, the Barbaras, the Davids, and all these people. It is just like amazing, amazing people. So I knew I was in a loving and safe space. I did not have any fear of dark or this or that. And I learned to know that spirits come here to help us. And they are just right there, like Millie says, it's just like a phone call. They are just right there, supporting you and loving you and waiting for you to tell them, please help me with this or that, or, you know, help me find my way. Or they are just there for you. So I learned too that we, no matter how things go in your life, no matter how hard things are in your life, you you can always see the bright side of the things, and you can always learn to take the high road. So I start asking my spirit guides to help me to see what was my gift, because I understood that there's some people that hear things, there's some people that see things, there's some people that dream things, and I didn't know what was my gift. I received some things here and there, just for very close friends, or I asked the angels, please, angels, help me. I need like IMAX with subtitles and really clear things, so please help me with that. So I start seeing things, but it wasn't like a, you know, seeing things like weird. It was, for example, one time I start seeing these moving trucks everywhere, but it was a yellow moving truck, like the Penske ones, but without the Penske sign. I'm like, okay, this is too much. Like every day I will see one, they go in front of me. It was like, what's going on with that? And then I said, well, what do you think it is? So I start thinking moving trucks. And then immediately I thought about a very good friend in Mexico that have a moving company. And I'm like, oh, maybe I just need to give him a call. So I give him a call and I said, oh, hi, how are you doing? You know, I just wanted to check on you. How are you feeling? And I said, oh, well, actually, I'm in Mexico, and I where my dad was from, and I've been thinking about him so much, you know, and I kept the company, but I'm struggling with it, and I miss him, and, you know, it's hard to, you know, to take over this company, blah, 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 blah. And I just told him, you know, I think your dad is pretty, pretty, pretty proud of what you're doing right now. You're handling great. You're helping your family. You have a beautiful, beautiful kids, and I think your dad will be just so, so, so proud of you. And he just went like, oh, my goodness, that's all I needed to hear, you know. I didn't tell him, hey, I have a message. Can I talk to you? You know, it's just like I learned to be subtle about it, and, you know, if you can say something that is not coming from you but from spirit. So every time I came to class, I felt different things. I was like, I don't, you know, sometimes I felt chills, like when I got here, I got really strong chills. I know that spirit. Sometimes my face gets super hot. It's like I'm having a hot flash because I'm not old enough to have those. So I just feel like my head is like super burning, or sometimes I feel like just tingling in my hands, or sometimes I see, one of my gifts is like when we're in circle in the dark, I know who Millie is going to call, because I see them like shining. I don't say it. I haven't told Millie, but I know. So I said, oh, that's interesting. That person is shining there. Okay, I think Millie's going to call them. So, yeah. And I learned that the most I wish for somebody to have a great night and a lot of healing is serious. The best. I'm having so many chills. Thank you. So the best. Is the best feeling ever. When you see somebody that have a breakthrough or have so much healing, or somebody that did some bad to somebody can't come and ask for her forgiveness, and, you know, that person really forgives, or whatever the situation is, or they get healing, is just like amazing. And I'm gonna be clear on this. At the beginning, I'm like, oh, I want my grandma, I want my mom to come, and I want, you know, I was having my list that I want. The more I wanted, the less I had. So when I start wishing for other people, It was great for me. And being outside the circle, it doesn't matter if you're not inside. Just learning about some other people's lives, that is, that what they go through and how amazing they are now, that give you a sense of I don't have it that bad. And if they can go through that, I can go through anything. And I'm we are blessed with everything we have. Even if we're going through hard time, just the breathing, just to be alive, it's a great gift, you know. To have kids or to be a grandma or to just, it's just a gift that we need to appreciate so much. I don't know how I'm so peppy right now. I'm going through a lot of changes in my life, big ones, to the point that I don't know where I'm going to work tomorrow. But that doesn't stop me, because I know there's better things. And you know what I did today? You don't know that. But I said, you know what? Whatever it happens, if I have a job or not have a job, I'm going to make it, because I make it all these years and nothing is going to stop me. And I went to Fashion Valley and we go through Tesla, and I was one of the Tesla. And I went in there. I didn't buy one. But I went and I said, oh, do you want to drive it? And I said, yes. So I went there. And I'm telling you, 24 hours before, I was bawling, crying, and worried and stuff. But you know what? Things happen for a reason. I'm going to explain a little bit. And if we cry, well, I'm sorry. So another thing that happened really interesting to me is that I started seeing hawks. I know there are hawks here in San Diego, but they was very, very, very strong. The first time it started, it was outside of my condo in Mission Valley. There, I hear these noises, and I saw outside, and there was this bird that making so much noise, and I was, what is that? Well, I looked it up, and it was a hawk. So I have a hawk outside of my condo right there, and that wake me up every morning because screaming and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's cute, you know. And then, oh, what can I learn about this bird? So he was taking care of his baby bird, but he will just go, like, you know, soaring on top of him, letting the baby bird fly, but she was, like, kind of taking care of it. And like this, the baby started, you know, flying, and she was, okay, you're on, you know. So I learned, I'm a Mexican mom. I don't have to explain that more. Well, I'm very, very, very protective with my kids. So I learned that I need to let them soar, because they can, and they soar, and they have their own wings, and I'm just protecting them from. Sorry, it's because she's going to college. So I learned to let them fly. You know, protect them a little bit, teach them. You need to be aware of your surroundings, but I'm always here for you, like, you know. But that was the thing. And I said, oh, that's a good message. Well, that was 2 years ago. Every single day, I found a hawk. And I'm like, okay, I learned my lesson. You know, the baby, blah. And I'm like, okay. Then Andrea and I, we went go, like, to L.A. or something. Two hawks. And then we crossed PV Bridge, two hawks on a lamppost looking at us. And I'm like, okay, this is really weird. I moved to another house, hawks everywhere we saw. In Mexico, oh my goodness, I just went to meet my granddaughter. We were in the middle of, like, the city. I mean, the city is a city. It's like buildings and this and that. We were in the middle of the city. We went in my car with my son, my daughter, and I. And we saw what, Andrea? Three hawks. Wow. Three hawks. And I'm like, okay, this is... Well, I said, well, there's something going on more with the hawks. I need to find out what's going on. So I learned about the hawks. They are like red hawks. So I learned about I started looking up the red hawks and said, oh, red hawks, they are very adaptable. They can live wherever. They can live in the desert. They can live by the ocean. They can live in the woods. They can live in the whatever. So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Well, that means that we can. I'm very adaptable. I can move to houses. I don't get attached to, you know, places and stuff. I'm very adaptable. So I'm out of school, yeah, but I mean, all these years for that message, I'm like, okay, well, you know. Then I'm like, oh, keep seeing it. And then I said, well, I'm going to find out, you know, Google. What does it mean to see a hog? And I'm like, okay. So I said, well, I should have done that 2 years ago. So it says, it means that big changes are coming, but no matter what happened, you're going to be soaring with no effort through anything that happened. I'm sorry, I'm going to cry a little bit. We've been in a company for 15 years, and all of a sudden, our boss send us a letter, mail, regular snail mail, saying, teachers, I love them, but I'm selling the company, and you need to sign another contract with a different company with different rates, with different, it's going to be a different situation. I consider my boss a very good friend. It was a very hard time to read that letter. Very, very hard. And then the things start coming and the rates are not what we were before. They are less. You need to sign a contract. You need to just take it or leave it, pretty much. So I was really upset about it. And like I told you, I don't know what's going to happen. I haven't signed my contract yet. I don't know if I'm going to sign it, but I know everything is going to be okay. And I was in my comfort zone for 15 years, and now it's a new beginning of something. If I stay with the company or not, I know everything is going to be better. And I mean that, but I went to drive a Tesla today because I know it's going to be good. So I'm just here to share what it's been for me to find this church, to find Millie, to find the classes, to find Barbara, to find the brother I never wanted, I love to see you guys here. I mean, I've been meeting my two friends there. I just love to see these people because, you know, like Millie says, light like attracts like. Yeah. So I know the people that come here is because they are really good people. And I got that from this church for my job too. I have very good friends. Claudia is nice. She copied my name. I'm the first Claudia. She's the second Claudia. So I got great friends, and now I know everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. Nothing is going to... And my daughter is going to be great in whichever college she picks, and she's very smart because she has very good friends that I love dearly, and I want to take her home, but the parents, they don't really care. So I just want to tell you that everybody have a different gift. So if you're coming to the classes to see if you can see things or you can give messages. Every single one of us have a different gift, and we all have them. My gift is not to see things. My gift is not to give messages, probably. My gift is like when I feel somebody needs just like a hello or a hug or a, you know, I right now I work with many, many, many kids. So if one kid needs a little hug, that make my day. And I think that's one of my gifts. And I don't have to see things or hear things or give messages and be kind to yourself, you know. And every single thing that you feel, if you feel butterflies and you say, this is not right, just believe it. If you feel like you need to call a friend, call them. If you feel whatever your instinct tells you, just do it. And another thing is, but first of all, take care of yourself. Because sometimes we're going to help everybody in the world, and we just can't. We need to help ourselves first, love ourselves first, and then everything will come. And you can, and my daughter told me something really interesting. She said, because I was worried about people, and I'm like, I'm such a bad friend. I haven't called these. I haven't visited there, and I haven't did this and da da da. And I was crying and bullying. I'm like, I'm such a bad, but I'm so exhausted. I don't have time. And she said, Mom, life is like a buffet. There is everything that you need and everything that you want and some things that are not good for you. So go to the table and just pick the things that are good for you and you need first. And then if you have, you know, more appetite and you are done with your things, then you can go back. You can have seconds. So I will leave you with that. And just take care of yourself, first of all. And thank you for listening to me.
Isn't she an angel? That just rolled out of her, didn't it? It was wonderful, honey.